Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Looks like we're going to be getting some new emojis here pretty soon. List is dropped on the ones that may or may not be coming out, I guess. They say there's a face with squinting eyes. Maybe that means like it's something so small, like you can't see it, or you're looking hard for something, or you just got kicked in the pills. I don't know.
Yes, we needed that one.
You need that one?
We need that one.
There's a cracked face, like a face that's cracking. It's supposed to mean that you're damaged physically or emotionally, but you made it through and you're going to be okay.
Wow.
I don't know if I'm going to make it. I got the cracking face.
Smile through the pain.
Smile through the burn. There's others coming out, like a left thumb and a right thumb for some reason. They're big on the butterflies. A monarch butterfly is coming out and a butterfly net. Aww. I'm going to catch you. I'm going to catch you in a lie. Maybe you can use that.
Those.
A lighthouse, a racer, a pickle. That one will be used appropriately, I'm sure.
With the squinty thing.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
What are you trying to say?
Yes. Like, it's the perfect emoji, and we needed it.
Where's it at? I can't even
see
it.
So glad it's here.
I see what you're doing there. What kind of guys are you dating? And one that looks like a world-ending asteroid is coming. So,
wow,
Apple,
exciting.
We just want longer battery life.
I know, yeah.
That's all
exactly.
We want.
Please.
Last week we played the jingle of this lady who was on TikTok and she threw out a Dr. Pepper theme song,
Romeo. Yes. Yeah,
and Dr. Pepper picked it up. She scored $2 million for her just few seconds of fame. So now, get this: everybody now is going on a TikTok and singing jingles for various soda companies. You want to hear some of these?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, goodness is right. Okay, it'll start with her, and then it'll go into some of the people doing other ones.
Dr. Pepper, baby, is good and nice. Doo-doo-doo.
Mountain Dew is for you.
The laugh.
Where's that Mountain Dew one?
That's good.
Mountain Dew is for you.
I love that.
That's
guy.
Pretty good.
That's really good.
I imagine Mountain that guy Dew. With 80s rockers hair and
yeah.
Tight
a little
spandex.
Air guitar going on.
Yeah.
So anyway, now everybody's trying to cash in on their goofy jingles for soda companies.
One and done with that, I think.
Please.
Yeah.
Let's move on quickly.
Yeah.
I got a little Jer on sports.
Dun, 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 dun.
Big Travis Kelce news this morning. He's become an investor and a strategic partner with the Sleep Number Corporation. What? Huh? Why? I don't know. He's owning 5% of the company, and he's going to be one of the company's top shareholders. Does he have issues sleeping?
Probably. He's an NFL player.
Is he in pain?
Yes, absolutely. What, a 10-plus year career in the NFL?
All right, so there you go. He's partnering up with Sleep Number. Nothing says a Sleep Number bed like Travis Kelce in my book.
Yeah, I mean, that one kind of came out of left field, but it makes sense now that you point out the football thing.
I'm a bad.
He probably is in so much pain from all the years in the NFL, so okay.
Him and Tay-Tay getting comfy.
That's all anyone's going to think about, though, is what's her number?
We know their number. Oh, no, we know it.
Oh.
Oh, what is it?
Number 87, duh, because that's his number in bed. Yeah, that's his number on the field.
Why wouldn't it be 13?
Yeah.
I was thinking of a completely different number.
But 87 plus 13 is 100.
Yeah.
Oh, Sleep Number's 100.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay. Do we have any other sports stuff?
We do. There might be some trouble in paradise. There is a crazy video circulating around X.com right now where Bo Nix is completely calling out Sean Payton and essentially saying that he completely lied.
What?
Yeah. So Sean Payton and Bo Nix are really feuding right now. Sean Payton came out and said that Bo Nix had this predisposed injury and that his ankle was bound to snap at any point. And Bo Nix called his own press conference yesterday after the season ended and was like, everything Sean said is incorrect, essentially. My bone was a clean break. This has never happened before. He doesn't know how many surgeries I've had or anything, and essentially called his head coach of the football team a liar.
Ooh.
There
juicy.
Is some hot water brewing right now, and I am so excited to see how this offseason is going to pan out now, because Sean Payton is not only firing his coaches, he's also starting trouble with the quarterback of his team.
And the franchise QB.
What are you doing?
We've been waiting for a quarterback like this for years. And
years,
now you're going to start some problems with them?
I don't know what he's doing.
They need to sit down together and have a nice soda together, right?
They do.
Mountain Dew.
It's for you.
Yeah, that's what they need to do.
Preferably do some Mountain Dew. There we go. So we'll see what happens. I'll keep you all updated on whether they break up or not.
That's
all
juicy stuff, though. Okay. Hey, Colorado hit 6 billion people in its last year.
Whoa.
Like, that's
6 billion people?
Or 6 million. I'm sorry.
Okay, I was
6
like,
million people. That's what I meant. 6 million
more than
people.
Half the earth.
And the big part of that is it's mostly because of new births and not because of people moving into the state. So they're saying actually more people left Colorado last year than moved in, but the increase in population is because of the new births in Colorado.
And well, you're one of them. You're pregnant.
No, I'm not.
You haven't made that announcement.
Katie. Why are you? No. That you go,
oh, my
you
goodness.
That's all
rumors.
Anyone is going to hear today. They just turn on the radio and like, Katie's pregnant.
And she's not. Like, telling all my secrets and starting rumors over there. That's not
Sean
true.
Payton.
That's what happens when she gets all hopped up on.
No. She doesn't drink that stuff. No, she doesn't. But it just was, to me, that is just mind-blowing, though, because I grew up in such a small area. So, like, in comparison, North Dakota has 800,000 people in the entire state, and Colorado has 6 million. So
it's a lot. And
we
definitely feel it during rush hour.
We sure do.
Heading up the hills.
That's a lot of people.
So many people.
Hey, and so many people means a lot of unclaimed property. So this comes out every year because National Unclaimed Property Day is a thing. It's February 1st. So the story kind of comes out every year and people talk about it. How if you have unclaimed property, meaning money that businesses own or owe you, whatever, you can go on Colorado State's website, put in your name. It's very easy. We've actually done this before where it'll tell you if any company within the state owes you money. Well, they also have safety deposit boxes that they get a hold of, and that's an interesting story. So Colorado State Treasurer Dave Young explains how the state gets those safety deposit boxes with all kinds of crazy stuff in them. So that's crazy because they say, like, if somebody in your family passes away and you don't know they have a safety deposit box, that box is going to stay within the bank for 3 to 5 years, as they said, and then they legally have to give it over to the state. So the state has all kinds of crazy stuff in these safety deposit boxes. The world's smallest gun, which actually shoots.
Pew,
the
pew.
Colorado State Treasurer has this thing. They also have bars of silver and gold that people don't claim. Expensive jewelry. I mean, they have a gold canary diamond within Colorado State Treasury right now that's worth $100,000 that somebody didn't claim. I mean, you look at this yellow gold canary diamond ring. It is massive and gorgeous, and it's just crazy. So if you haven't done this, I highly suggest you get onto Colorado State's website and see if they owe you anything. Because if you're owed the world's smallest gun, don't
I want
you
it.
Want
Pick
that?
It up. Do
don't
you,
you want that?
Know what's in my safe deposit box?
I have a guess.
Do you really want to know?
I want to know.
I mean, you're going to tell us, right? Okay. Jeremy.
Code red.
And then here's a really good story about Colorado. Another one. So Livability, they're a company that's main purpose is to find the best places to live in the country, right? So they did this list of the best places to live in the West. We've got the number one spot. Guess what it is?
Number one spot in the West.
In the West.
It's big town, little town.
It's a city.
Medium.
It is a city. It's a medium city.
It is
over here on the Front Range.
To be Golden.
Not Golden. Broomfield.
Broomfield.
Oh,
Broomfield is the number one spot. Yeah, and I'd agree too. I lived in Broomfield for a minute. And right there in the middle between the city and the mountains, I love it. And a few other places actually making the top 10 of this list. Fort Collins, number 4. Castle Rock, number 5. And Loveland, number 7. And then Aurora and Colorado Springs even making it into the top 25. So look at Colorado go.
No wonder there's so many people here.
Yeah, exactly, right? And then if you're wondering where I'm going to be setting up shop on Saturday.
I really am.
I am so jealous of Thornton because they're getting another Little Caesars.
Are they?
I love
Little Caesars.
Pizza. Okay, so.
Really? That's your favorite pizza?
I love it. It's so good. And it's funny because, like, I love it because of Zoe. Because when she was a kid, it was her favorite pizza. I used to, like, she would ask for for that mm-hmm. specifically. A cheese pizza just for me. But there was one birthday, in fact, where she wanted a cheese pizza for everybody. And so I went and got 20 Little Caesars cheese pizza.
20? For like $8.
I know. And then I was handing them all out to kids as they left because mm-hmm. I ordered way too much. So I'm like, hey, you get a pizza. You get a
it's
pizza.
It's a nice little party favor.
It is. But here's the thing. If you want to win free pizza for a year, this Little Caesars location, which is going to be, by the way, Washington and Thornton Parkway. That's where the new one's going to be. But they are going to give a free pizza for a year to the first 100 guests in line at the restaurant on Saturday. When
so
they
what is that, a pizza a month? Or?
A pizza a week. So a you week? Get 52 okay. pieces a year. But yeah, so 10 a.m. is when they're going to have their big grand opening on Saturday. So the first 100 people in that line, you get free pizza for a year. You best believe I'm going to be
in. Are you
line.
Really going to do it?
I think so.
You got to bring it to us.
The best thing about Little Caesars was the crazy bread.
Crazy
by
bread
far.
Is money.
Crazy bread is money.
So good. And when I was growing up.
And you know
up,
what you wash that down with, right?
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
It's. I want you to so say the good. Other part. It's for you.
Nope, that's you just get smart. The first part.
So, but honestly, like when I grew up, like there was the Little Caesars in the Kmart. Do you remember? Like that's when they started.
I do.
And so like we would spend so much time in that Little Caesars and just eat
pizza.
Bread. Like it was our job. You
when
know?
It first came about, I don't know if you remember this or if you experienced it, but it came in like one long piece of cardboard and then they had the two pizzas on it. So it was one giant box
oh, yes.
and then they wrapped it in paper.
Yeah.
So it was like a paper outer shell, and you would get home and you would rip the paper open
yes.
and you'd have the two pizzas in there.
And it was so
and like on the way home the paper top would like touch the pizzas and it would just be a soggy, you know, greasy mess.
And you'd lick it.
And you'd get it. You'd get it real good and then yeah, then you'd devour the crazy bread.
Oh man. I love Little
It's changed
Caesars.
Though.
Well,
it
everything's changed, you know.
It's not,
but
it's good, still. But it's not as good as
well,
it used
the thing
to be.
Is, you can try the $5 whatever mm-hmm. hot and ready. I think it's $6 now. I don't even know what it is anymore. But
$10.
I know, yeah. It's $20 hot yeah. and ready is what it is. But they have their Detroit-style deep dish pizza.
Oh, their wings are really good too, Katie.
Wings
their
are
wings
good.
Are fantastic.
Yes,
you know what? You'd like, wash those down.
Oh, right. Boy.
Give it to us. It's for you. Have to. If you're
you
not going to play it, I'm going to do it.
You got him. All right. Enough of this nonsense.
Okay.
Thank
Fine,
you.
Fine, Jeremy.
Thank you, Katie. That was
you're
good
welcome.
Stuff. That was really good stuff. All right. When we come back after the break, we're going to be diving into Fast Five. It's
Yay.
Already Fast Five time. It's a double prize day today. We've got tickets to go see a very funny comedian and a big old Bally's Casino prize pack. Coming up at 7:30 today with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.